Hey, beautiful. Great to have you back. Don't miss out on any episode. Follow me on Facebook where you will receive additional information. Just look for Tita May. And for now, I wish you a lot of inspiration. Aloha and welcome everyone to today's episode of I Am Aloha. Again, I'm running late and I'm really sorry for that. But it's just things happening in life right now so much and so fast. And it's challenging in a positive way because I feel there's so much that I've learned and so many epiphanies that happened this week. Whew. I wouldn't even know where to start, but I will start. I'll just start chronologically because it actually really did start on Sunday and had the highest point, I think, on Wednesday. On Wednesday everything started and had it on Tuesday. And you know that since Wednesday we're going through the portal days, and I feel like it ever since then I kind of like understand everything that happened before even better and have finally realized the essence of things. And I'm telling you this because a lot of things you're going to hear today, you've probably heard them before but haven't been able, maybe like me, to process them completely. And I'm saying this because you know that I've been on a spiritual path for many years, and I've read a lot of things, and I've been with a lot of teachers, and you always get like another puzzle piece, you know, another puzzle piece until you finally see the whole picture. And so that's why I want to share this with you, because these are things that came up that I actually thought that I had overcome already, and they came back. And I think that they actually came back because it was just not done yet. You know, like the whole puzzle was almost done, but there were still some pieces missing. So that's actually what last week gave me or taught me. And so I want to share this with you. So we're going to start with the first thing that I realized, and I'm not going to go into the details that made me realize it. I just want to share with you what I realized. And that was that for the sixth or seventh time this year, I was shown a moment in my life that actually where I was acting against what my feeling was, you know? Because I had allowed myself to come into situations that I didn't want to be in, but instead of, you know, like, because I didn't want to be seen as a bad person or be seen or in front of my, because actually it's not being seen by someone else, but by myself, feel like I would be a bad person if I wouldn't do those things. But inside of me, I didn't feel like doing those things because I felt that they were wrong. They were wrong for me or maybe for other people, but I still did them. And the realization for I don't know how many times again to be in this process and to be again in situations that weren't good felt to me like I was beating myself up all the time. You know, it's like you have this wall and you keep banging your head and you feel like the pain is coming or the pain is there, but you still don't stop. And because somehow your brain doesn't know that you're being banged against that wall. And then suddenly waking up and going like, oh, I just have to stop banging my head. And that's like one of a really huge epiphany that happened to me at the beginning of this week, where I realized I have to be in my heart and listen to my heart, listen to what my feelings, because they might be just fear, but if it's so, then look at it. Why do I have this fear and do something about it? But they also, you know, because sometimes we just don't want to trust ourselves because, oh, come on, get over it, just do it, you know, like that. But by doing that, you don't listen to yourself. And if you listen closely, you might just say, hey, maybe that's just something that you don't want to do. Maybe that's just something that you don't want to be or whatever, you know, like that. So that's what you do. That's what brings you further, you know. And actually, that one has taken me this whole week to process, because to realize I'm allowed to do whatever feels good for me without thinking about everyone else. And that's not egotistical. And I'm saying this to everyone out there. We don't have to, you know, it's not ego if you go and do things from your heart. If you do it from your heart, it's not ego. And realizing that you're not a bad person if you feel like you have to leave a situation. You're not a bad person if you feel like you can't help this one person. You're not going to be a bad person if you don't help. You're not. Because some situations are just not meant to be for that. So that's one you see, that's a huge epiphany I had. And then another one, and this is like, this comes like one day after another, right? Another one that I had was that I realized I was going back into the fear of not having enough. Not having enough money, not having enough food, not having enough. And this is really horrible. It was horrible for me to watch myself, because you know, I have to let go of physical things right now because I'm leaving Germany, and I have to let go, or it's not that I have to, but I decided to do that because I want to. I feel like the whole materialistic way that I was living is not making me happy. And I feel that if I go into a minimalistic way of being, I'm going to be fine with less things. So that's why for me, the decision to leave Germany was okay. And it was, and I also knew that I am going to have to need some time to finish the whole process, you know, to let go, to say goodbye to certain things around me. So that was one thing that I knew. But on the other hand, I had like, and this happened like really slowly, it came crawling up on me, was that actually I was starting to go back into that fear, you know, because when you start giving out the stuff, the things that you have, because I was like, okay, I don't want to just like throw it all away or just give it away. I want to see if maybe someone at a flea market would pay something for it. And then realize, no, you know, like, no. It's not doing me any good, because I mean, just saying, hey, let's try the flea market because it's fun, and then whatever doesn't go away there, you can just give it away afterwards. Started this whole process of, okay, I need to sell this, so how much can I get for this, and how am I going to sell this, and you know, like that. And I think the first time it started was actually with my car, because someone drove into my car a couple of months ago, and I felt like, oh, I wanted to sell it as a new car. Well, not new, because I've had it for 6 years, but you know, like if you haven't had an accident with a car, it's just more worth than once it has an accident. And I had an accident with it, and first thing I thought of was, hey, I wanted to sell, you know, like how much less am I going to have for it? But back then I didn't realize how this fear of not having enough was crawling up on me. And that was one of the epiphanies that I had this week, actually, because of a couple of things that happened here for me in my house. And now I've realized how much this fear has been on top of me, and that was driving me. It was not I wasn't driven by what do I like doing, but I was being driven by that fear. And it's not going to be easy, I know that, because I've already have had this topic about this fear a couple of times for myself and with others. And That's one of the things why I'm sharing this with you, is because I want to show you, because I've been through this topic a lot of times, and even now me telling you that now I had this huge epiphany, I don't know when this fear might come back. I'm going to try to be mindful with it as good as possible. And I feel that this epiphany was really strong, because You know how sometimes just things happen and you get hit in the face and it's like, okay, bam, there it is. So this time this feels like that. So I hope I can keep it up. Or not hope, I feel like I'm going to keep it up better than before. If it does come back, then maybe one piece of a puzzle was still missing. But for now, it feels like, wow. So you were back on that fear, and I'm trying to get rid of it. So right now, while I'm recording this, I'm actually thinking about just really taking the things that I had decided to go to a flea market to just give them away, because hey, who cares? I mean, someone else is going to be happy about it. And there was one sentence that my sister told me, and that sentence woke me up, because she said, hey, you know what, when we didn't have much, we had people giving us stuff, like really good quality things for very little money, and we were even giving, you know, like some people were even giving us things for free. And that just felt like, oh, she's so right. And it woke me up to be in this, yeah, because I'm going to probably help someone else have whatever they need to have right now if I give that away. I'm going to, I don't know, be good to someone that might need help right now, and maybe some other day that person is going to help someone else. So why not do that? And I have had this abundance, and why not share it? So this is the process that right now I'm going through. So I'm very grateful for, on one hand, everything happening here for me and my sister being able to remind me of that, because it's basically just being reminded of that. And yeah, those are like, I think those were the two biggest epiphanies I had this week. And one that came with the first one was basically, go listen to your heart, and if something doesn't feel good, don't do it, you know? And I think I've told you guys already that on my German channels, I'm working on a conference for people with burn and bore out. And even there, I realized that, hey, I'm doing this because I want to share the stories for people. I want to share what people have done to come to their hard work, you know, to live from their hearts and to do things because they feel like there's a meaning for them behind it, you know, and how people manage to leave the burnout scene or the bore out scene, no matter what kind, you know, like to just show people, hey, you're not alone. There's other people there out there, you know? So this is what's happening. This is what's going on here. And I realized it because, you know, so things go through your whole life. So it's not just me letting go of the material stuff, but also reminding myself, hey, I'm doing this conference not because of the money. I'm doing it because I have something that I want to share with other people. So that was very, very beautiful for myself to realize, yes, I am aligned. I'm back with myself. I feel it's still working. And I know that probably in the next couple of days, I'm going to have some more things, you know, going through. But wow, I mean, I feel like last week I made huge steps that I haven't done in the past year. And I just wanted to share with you, on one hand, to let you know, hey, it still happens. You know, because sometimes you feel like you've done something and it's still not done. The topic is still coming back to you and it's like, come on, how many times more until I finally get it? Because your brain knows, but your heart is doing something else. On one hand, but on the other hand, I also wanted to share with you because I know that right now there's a huge things going on a worldwide level. I mean, last Wednesday we had the full moon. We have the 10 portal days still going on right now. And I know you've probably heard about the earthquake in Mexico, and you know Miami's being evacuated, and I don't know who of you guys has family out there. So all my good vibes go out to everyone out there, to this world, because I feel like even the world, the earth, is going through their own portal days and everything's being shaken up. And I want to share to remind you, is if you can, try to stand your ground, be faithful to yourself, be true to yourself, and whatever you do, do it from the heart, and you will see miracles happen. And I want to leave you with this, sending you out a lot of love, light, and lightness, wishing you a great weekend, and have a good start into the next week, everyone. Be safe. Bye. Thanks a lot for tuning in again. I hope you were able to get some good takeaways for yourself. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel and leave a review. And if you'd like to receive some more inspirational information, sign up to Tita May's Weekly Inspiration, which will be coming soon. You can find the link on my website, www.titamayola.com. I'm looking forward to inspire you some more, and until then, aloha mahalo, e ho'omaikai kakou, e ahui ho. A loving thank you from the heart, a lot of blessings for everyone, and hear you again next time.